们一起来读一下神的话语，约书亚记一章一到九节。
Let us all turn our Bible to Joshua chapter 1 to 9.
好，我们一起来读，或用中文，或用英文。
Let us read this passage together. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses
8,
Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to you, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea and the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous, do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
I've a
new set of tools this morning.
我们的生活也很多被一些新的科技而改变。
Actually, our life has been changed because of the different technical things that are invented.
1976年的某一天，有一个美国的年轻的素食主义者。
In 1976, there was a young vegetarian in the United States.
他去市场买了一点苹果回来以后，他和他的合伙人给公司起名叫苹果公司。
So after buying some fruits from the grocery and coming back,He and his partner named their company Apple.
大家都知道他是谁了。
And of course, all of us know who that is.
乔布斯他自己也走过弯路，他设计了一些不太好卖的产品，最终离开苹果公司一段时间。
Actually, Steve Jobs have also gone through many hardships, and he also put up some products which are not very sellable, so he has left the company for a while.
1997年，他以 CEO 的身份回到了苹果公司。
But in 1997, he came back to Apple, to be their CEO.
当时离破产只有90天。
At that point, the company is the brink of a bankruptcy.
经过两年的亏损之后，乔布斯上任没多久，到98年的第一季度，公司已经盈利$450,000。
So after having suffered losses,the moment that Steve Jobs came back in the first quarter, they are able to make $45 million.
到九八年年底已经盈利了$3.09 billion.
And at the end of the year 1998, they are able to make $309 million.
2007年下半年 ，iPhone 上市。
And in 2007, the latter half of 2007, here came the iPhone.
一共销售出了9000万台，并且使整个手机市场的50%的利润进入了苹果公司。
And they are able to sell 90 million units, and it takes 50% of all the profits.
2010年1月 ，iPad 在旧金山发布。
And in 2010, the iPad appeared in San Francisco.
《华尔街日报》是这样评价，他说：“这是一个写着十诫的平板，让信徒们如痴如醉。”
So this is what the Wall Street paper said, that the iPad is just like the two tablets of the Ten Commandments, and it has captured the thoughts of its users.
然而，2011年八月，因为胰腺癌，乔布斯从 CEO 上退位，介绍了 Cook 给大家认识。
In 2011, in August, because of his cancer, then Steve Jobs had to step down and introduced a new CEO.
他在 CEO 的13年当中推出了 iPod, iPad, iPhone, MacBook 等一系列的产品，他成功颠覆了 PC 音乐手机的市场格局。
And in a span of 13 years, they put up the iPod, iPhone, iPad, MacBook, and all these products, and in a way, it has turned around the market structure of PC, of music, and also the cell phone.
美国历史上只有亨利·福特在工业上的成就能与他媲美。
Actually, in the whole history of American business, it's only Henry Ford in the automobile business can compare with what Apple has achieved.
乔布斯去世两周后，苹果公司的主页写了以下一段话。
Two weeks after Steve Jobs died, in their homepage, they put up these kind of words.
苹果公司失去了一位远见卓识、极富创造力的天才，世界失去了一位伟人。
Not only Apple has lost someone who has a very far perspective and a talent, but it's also the world who has lost one of its great men.
我们这些有幸认识并有机会和史蒂夫一起工作的人，失去了一位亲密的朋友和精神导师。
And for us who have worked with him, we have lost a friend and an inspiring mentor.
史蒂夫留下了一家只有他才能创建运营的公司。
Steve leaves behind a company that only he could have built, and his spirit will forever be the foundation of Apple.
他的精神将永远是苹果取胜的基础。
And his spirit will forever be the foundation of Apple Company.
问题来了，如果你是 Cook， 面对这一些，你的感受如何？
So if you are Cook, then how are we going to feel being the new CEO after Steve Jobs?
你是否担心超越不了传奇？
You do care maybe you'll not be able to supersede him?
你是否担心一直活在和乔布斯的比较当中？
Or you would be worried about living under the shadow of Steve Jobs?
卓越的领袖往往使继任者非常惧怕。
So for someone who excels and it really worries those who come after him.
在摩西之后领导百姓，恐怕比在乔布斯之后接手苹果公司更加让人惧怕。
So for a leader like Moses, His successor will experience the same, have the same kind of experience.
因为摩西在圣经当中被称为是在以色列全家敬重的。
Because in the Bible we see that Moses is the most faithful in the house of God.
在今天分享的经文当中，神对这位新领袖说了三次刚强壮胆。
In our passage this morning, God spoke to the new successor. Three times, be strong and courageous.
他是一个年轻人吗？
He is a young leader.
加勒大概和他年龄差不多，那个时候已经八十岁了。
Or maybe he's not too young. He may be just like Caleb, who is already 80.
为什么神对一个年近八十或者超过八十的人说，你要刚强壮胆？
So why would God have said to someone who is near his 80s and said three times, be strong and courageous?
希望我们今天分享的这段经文能对我们这些即将要独当一面的领袖，无论你是年轻还是年长，都能受到鼓励。
So this morning I hope that all of us who would be leaders in the future, that we would be encouraged.
好，我们首先来看经文的一到四节。
First, let us look at verses 1-4.
好。
大声一点。
那你们调一调，我的音量有限。在约书亚开始独立服事前，神亲自对他说话。
So before or when Joshua stepped out as a new leader, God spoke to him.
神曾呼召摩西，现在他同样呼召约书亚。
Just like in the past God has called Moses, it's the same way that God called Joshua.
从呼召这一点来说，所有神的仆人都站在一个相同的地位上。
In a way, all of us who are serving God, we are all called by God to serve Him.
所以我们不用惧怕。
Therefore, we need not be afraid.
事实上，这段经文不是对约书亚第一次的呼召。
But actually, this is not the first time that God called Joshua.
在《生命记》三十一章的时候，神就对摩西说过，要拣选约书亚替代摩西。
In Deuteronomy 31, God has already told Moses that he is going to choose or allow Joshua to be the successor.
然后23节，神亲自再对约书亚说了一遍。
In verse 23, the Lord himself spoke to Joshua.
如今摩西死了，神再一次重申了他的呼召，为什么？
Now at the death of Moses, God once again called Joshua. What is the reason for that?
因为服事是基于呼召，而不是和一个伟人的比较。
Okay, so here we see that it's because of a call of God rather than for us to compare with another person.
一到四节这段经文的第二层意思，神呼召一个仆人，带领他所走的每一步。
So in verse 1 to 4, we see God calling Joshua to lead his people.
第二节我们来看，他说，现在你要起来和众百姓过着约旦河。
So in verse 2, he said, you must get up and lead these people to over the Jordan.
这是一个近期的服事命令。
这是一个
近期的 recently.
Recently
ministry. 就他最近要去面对的一个服事。
This is the thing that he has to do at the present moment.
在这段经文当中，命令式的动词一共只有四个。
Actually, in this passage, we see four imperatives.
刚强壮胆三次全部是有命令式。
So three times when God said, "Be strong and courageous," that these are all imperatives.
剩下来的就是这个起来和过。
And the other imperative is, rise up and lead the people.
为什么在这段经文当中，起来和过是用的命令式，其他不是呢？
How come it's imperative and the rest is not? Get up.And get ready to cross the Jordan River.
因为神是在清清楚楚吩咐新上任的领袖约书亚，你下一步要做什么。
Because it's God who is very clearly leading this new successor what to do in his next step.
同时，这第一个侍奉就会让约书亚明白，服事靠的不是人的能力。再伟大的属灵领袖摩西，他也没有办法靠他的能力过约旦河。
So even from the first day on, God wants him to know that it is not by his own power, but that he must depend on God.
服事常常就是做人没有办法做的事，只有依靠神的能力。
Actually, to serve God is to do things that we cannot do by our own selves or by trusting men, but by trusting God alone.
三一到四节的第三层意思。
And from verse 1 to 3, 4, we also see.
就是要约书亚去征服应许之地，还把迦南地的边界全都告诉了他。
And that is for them to conquer the promised land, and the Lord has shown him all the boundaries of this land.
这代表了什么？
And what does this represent?
神呼召约书亚，已经对他一生的服事有了整体的计划。
This is God showing him the complete plan for his life, for his call.
同时，也是因为我们的一生是神整体计划中的一部分。
And actually, we are also part of the whole full plan of God.
整个约书亚记主要是两个内容。
In the whole book of Joshua, we see this content.
第一部分就是打败迦南各族。
That is to win over the original people of Canaan.
第二部分就是把他们得到的地分给百姓。
And secondly, it is to divide the land among the Israelites.
而这一生的服事都是按着神在这里第一章的这个呼召约书亚的服事蓝图而进行的。
So the whole ministry of Joshua in his whole life is actually can be seen from this call in the first 9 verses.
所以我们不要惧怕，我们被呼召出来的那一刻，神已经知道我们一生要如何。
So from the time that God has called us, He already knew that what's going to happen in our life.
有一个小男孩在花店里面买了一束含苞欲放的玫瑰花。
There's a boy who went to florist and he bought flowers.
他好喜欢，他希望他早早开花。
And he wished that.The flowers will bloom very soon.
他想玫瑰花大概跟自己一样喜欢吃糖吧，所以他在水里面加了点糖。
He thought, you know, maybe these flowers just like him, like sweet things, so he adds some sugar in the water.
他后来一想，万一跟他口味不同，爱吃咸的呢，那就再加点盐。
And he thought, oh, maybe the flowers like something salty, so he added some salt.
所以他满心欢喜地睡觉，期待第二天花能够盛开。
So he went to sleep and he hoped that the flower will fully bloom on the next day.
没想到第二天花蔫了。
And yet on the second day he found that the flower withered.
他跑到他爸爸面前捧着花说，为什么我不能使玫瑰花盛开呢？
And he asked his dad, you know, how come I cannot make the roses bloom?
他爸爸告诉他，生命都有他自己的时节。
And the father told him, actually everything in this world has its own time.
所以我们换成清水，等候神使它开放吧。
So let us change the water and allow God to make the flower bloom.
我们所能做的只是静观等候而已。
So what we can do is to observe and we will wait.
如果一朵花的盛开，我们尚且做不了主，更何况是我们的人生和服事呢？
So looking at this fact that it's, we cannot allow a flower to bloom, and therefore, how about our life?
或者更正面的讲，我们的人生岂不更在神的计划和掌管当中？
Or put it to a positive note, our whole life is really in the hands of God.
所以我们可以刚强壮胆地进入事工。
Therefore, we can be strong and courageous and to take up the commission of God.
在我曾经的公司有好几种人才培养计划。
In the company that I've worked before, we have several strategies to produce leaders.
其中最厉害的一种叫继任者计划。
And one of the strategies is what we call the successor plan.
它是公司特别选中的非常少数的一群人。
So the company selected a very few to train them.
公司会为他们量身定制一个职业发展的战略计划。
And the company will put up a specific plan for them to train them.
他们这些人的培养目标是成为中国区公司的总裁或副总裁，或者成为其他国家分公司的总裁、副总裁。
So these few people who are being trained, hopefully they will become CEOs in China or CEOs for the company in other countries.
那要成为这样的高管，那必须是一个长期的多样化的高投入的职业锻造。
So in order to produce such a CEO, then they must go through a long-term training.
公司会给他们最好的职业教练。
And the company is going to provide for them the best mentor.
还有不同公司部门的轮岗，送到海外工作的机会。
And they also have opportunities to go abroad and to be trained in different areas.
这些人知道自己是被选中的，而且知道那个目标在哪里。他们无论现在遇到什么难处，都充满激情的工作。
So these people, they know the purpose, they know why they are there, and therefore, they are able to take all the challenges.
我们也是被选中的人。
And we are all selected by God.
全能全知的父呼召我们出来的那一刻，他已经对我们有一个全备的计划。
Actually, the God who chose us is omnipotent and omnipresent, and He already has a plan for our life.
也许毕业后你需要独自担当一项事工，是你从来没有经历过的。
Maybe upon graduation, you have to take up a ministry which you have never faced before, and you must do it on your own.
也许你的领袖在这一个领域有非常好的侍奉。
Or maybe there is a predecessor who has done very well.
也许你要开拓新教会，不是你的恩赐所在。
Or maybe you think that it's not your talent to plant new churches.
你会害怕吗？
Are you afraid?
这段经文一到四节告诉我们，我们不用惧怕。
In verse 1-4, the Bible tells us that we need not be afraid.
神既然呼召我们，也会带领我们自己服侍禾场上的约旦河。
And since God has called us, I'm very sure that God is also provide in the same way as He provided for Joshua in crossing the Jordan River.
我们得以刚强，不仅有呼召，还基于神不变的应许。
We are called by God to be strong and courageous, not just because of that call, but God has also provided.
我们接下来看经文的第五到第六节。
Let us look at God's promise in verses 5-6.
第五节说，你生平的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
当讲完了呼召，神开始鼓励约书亚。
So after the call, God began to encourage Joshua.
一个非常正面的方式提到他服事当中经常要遇到的一个挑战，就是要与敌人征战。
Because God knows that He's going to face enemies, He has to wage war against enemies.
神没有正面提到征战两个字。
Although God did not mention literally a war,
而是鼓励他没有一个人能在他面前站立得住。
But God encouraged him by simply saying, "No one can stand up against you."
那有人会说，哇，好大的应许，这是给约书亚一个人的，跟我们有什么关系？
Maybe you think this is such a big promise for Joshua, and probably not for me.
那我们继续看第六节。
But let's look at verse 6.
因为你必使百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead this people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them.
第五节得胜的保证，到底是基于约书亚这个人很伟大，还是基于神的应许呢？
So this assurance of success, it is not based on who Joshua is, but it's based on the powerful God.
在森林当中有一只毫无恐惧感的小猴子。
In the forest, there was a very small monkey.
所有的动物都有天敌，只有它没有。
都有天敌。
天敌。
All the animals have enemies except this little monkey.
有一只豺狼实在看不下去，准备吃掉它。
But there was this fox, okay? And this fox would like to eat the monkey.
他跑过去跟他说，你这只泼猴为什么不怕我，不跳到树上去。
And the fox said, oh, how come you did not go, jump up to the tree? Are you not afraid of me?
那只猴子说，我怕，我怕得不行啊，你想知道为什么吗？我不怕。
The monkey said, no, I'm very afraid, okay.
他说，我有一个秘密在那个大石洞里面。
But he told the fox, I have a secret in the cave.
如果你愿意进去待十分钟再出来，我就告诉你。
If you are willing to go into the cave for 10 minutes, then I will tell you my secret.
然后十分钟以后，一只狮王跑出来，嘴角还带着豺狼的毛和血。
After 10 minutes, there was a lion who came out, you know, with the fox in his mouth.
原来这只狮王收了这只猴子做干儿子。
Actually, the monkey is the godson of the lion.
干儿子负责给爸爸送食物，爸爸负责给干儿子保护安全。
So the godson has to provide food for the godfather, and the godfather will take care of the godson.
那如果这个狮王换一只猴子呢？
换一只猴子。
换一只 exchange to another.
If the lion changed to another monkey,
那谁将没有惧怕呢？
谁将
？Who will be without any fear?
Who will not be afraid?
弟兄姐妹，不在乎那个。具体的人到底有多伟大？
So it's not who that person is or how great he is,
而在乎主导历史、主导救恩的神，他才是征战的得胜保证。
But it is depending on the God who is really in charge of the war.
神应许将迦南地赐给以色列民是从什么时候开始的？
When did God begin to promise the Israelites that he's going to give them the land of Canaan?
最早可以追溯到创世纪的亚伯拉罕。
Actually, we can go back to Genesis to Abraham.
那么到约书亚的这个时代，大概600年过去了。
And so up to the time of Joshua, it's already 600 years.
我们不要说六百年，我们六分钟前的一个祷告可能都记不清楚了。
Sometimes, you know, we don't even mention 600 years. Sometimes after 6 minutes, we forgot what we have already heard.
但是神却永远不会忘记他的应许。
And yet God will never forget his promise.
那今天基督徒面对的是什么应许？
Today, what is the promise that God is going to give us?
马太福音28章的大使命。
It is the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28.
使徒行传一章八节，我们要为耶稣从耶路撒冷直到地极做见证。
And it's also in Acts 1:8, wherein we will be witnesses for Jesus Christ from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world.
启示录告诉我们，撒旦终究要被摔在硫磺火湖里面，神的儿女终究得胜。
And Revelation also told us that Satan will finally be put into the lake of fire, and the children of God will have the last victory.
据新约写成的年代，我们现在2000多年过去了。
So the New Testament is around 2,000 years from our time.
但神不会忘记他的应许。
But God will never forget His promise.
这是我们征战时刚强壮胆的缘由。
And this is also a reason why we can be strong and courageous.
我信主以后，很快就被要求参加传福音的事工。
And after I came to know the Lord, I joined right away in evangelism or to share the gospel.
那真的不是我所擅长的。
Actually, I thought of that as not my talent.
让我们教会每周都有新来的慕道友，然后我每一次看到新的人，我都要被要求跟他们打招呼聊天。我要说，哎，你好，我叫颖然，我是做招聘的，你是做什么的？
But every Sunday, you know, we will have newcomers in our church, and I was in charge of greeting them, making friends with them, and I'm just, hi, I'm Alicia. What's your name? Okay, how are you? Where do you come from?
你知道这些新的慕道友看我是个陌生人，他们金口难开，说完自己名字、工作就不讲话了。
Okay, and many times after I ask them these questions, they don't feel very free to talk with me.
但是我为了基督福音的缘故，已经练就一身功夫，我见谁都要分享人生。
And yet, because this is the call of God, and therefore I need to be equipped myself that I will be up to this commission.
你知道作为一个内向的人那有多艰难吗？
You know, being an introvert, how hard it is to face people.
但是很奇妙的是，居然有很多人要留我电话，他们说我们下次还来教会。
And yet, you know, interestingly, after I talked to them, many people would like to have my telephone number, and they express that they will come back to church.
这不是我能做到的。
But this is something that it's not in my power to do.
我这样一共服侍了五年，看到神在福音战场上的许多作为。
And for 5 years, I really witnessed the power of God doing His own work.
有一个失眠两年的人力资源总监。
We met a person who has insomnia for 2 years.
她因为丈夫两次外遇，心怀苦毒来到教会。
And because of the infidelity of her husband, she came to the church.
而且他们几乎要离婚了。
And they're also at the brink of divorce.
每次讲到结束以后跟她交通，她总在讲她丈夫有多么对不起她，好像从来没听到过刚才的福音。
Okay, so after every time that we talk, okay, she always talk about infidelity of her husband, as if you know, the sermon that she has just heard was not in her mind.
不过奇妙的是，自从她第一次来教会，她回去以后睡着了。
But interestingly, since the first time she came to church, every time she went home, she's able to sleep.
她说我就是为了我的睡眠，我也要坚持来教会。
So because of my insomnia, no matter what, I'm going to come to church.
然后她一次一次来了以后，她居然意识到了自己的问题。
And after coming to church for several times, then she knows what is her problem.
原来她有公主病，十几年了结婚，她还有她丈夫每天给她打四五个电话，在工作的时候。
Actually, her sickness is the sickness of a princess. Even after being married for so many years, every day she will still require her husband to call her at least 5 times a day.
然后她祷告悔改。
And therefore she prayed, she repented.
然后抑郁离开了她。
And the depression left her.
到今天七八年过去了，她的丈夫再也没有外遇。
And it has been 7 to 8 years now, and the husband has been faithful ever since.
还有一位，她有着很悲惨的身世，结婚以后家庭也不好，工作也不好，经济也不好，四面楚歌。
And we also met someone who has problem all over, whether since his birth until time he's married and with his families.
他来到教会以后，我不知道该怎么安慰他。
And I really don't know how to comfort him when he come to church.
但有一次他听完道跟我说。
But one time after the sermon, he said to me.
我没有来到这个地方的时候，我的心里充满了痛苦。
Before I came to this church, my heart is really filled with trouble.
但我的脚一踏进来，就好像有一种说不出原因的快乐。他不知道喜乐，他说快乐。
And yet, you know, the moment I step into this place, there is an unspeakable joy.
当我走出去的时候，那些忧愁痛苦重新塞满我的心。
But when I left the church, then all these troubles came back to my heart.
你知道这一个还没有信主的慕道友怎么来形容这个状态吗？
So do you know how he described his own situation?
他说这里有神。
God is here.
所以这一场灵魂的征战是神按着自己的怜悯和慈悲确保得胜。
So this spiritual warfare, its victory is assured by God himself.
我深深地知道将人灵魂夺回的征战的主权在乎神。
And we also know that to save people from their sin, it's only God who can do it.
而祷告就是邀请他亲自而战。
And we must pray that the Lord himself will win the victory.
我原先的母会在主日敬拜之后有一个特别为慕道友开的祷告会，它不是 几句话结束，它是一小时两小时是为他们点名祷告。
In the church which I served before, after the service, we have hours and hours a special prayer meeting for those who are not yet saved, and we mention their names before the Lord.
周间除了一个正常的祷告会，我还和几个姐妹组织了一个祷告小组，每周一个晚上为教会祷告，其中重要的一项就是为慕道友祷告。
And personally, we also have a special evening prayer meeting with other sisters. We prayed for the church, and especially we prayed for those who are still unsaved.
传福音其实让我很惧怕。
Actually, you know, to share the gospel, I'm really afraid.
我当时代职服事，一周要去教会五天。
At that point, I'm still, I still have my own job, and yet every week I have to be in church for five evenings.
但是你们知道吗？当如果我看到有一个人，他举起他的双手说：“我接受耶稣做我的救主”，那个喜乐没有办法用语言来形容。
And yet it's not that we are not able to describe the joy every time I will see somebody raise his hand to accept the Lord.
所有的疲倦都不再算什么。我带着喜乐的心唱着赞美诗，十一点晚上十一点回到家。
So you know all your tiredness are gone, and even you have to go home late, and you're still very joyful.
我们是仰赖着他的应许，在何场上征战。
We depend on God's promise going on to the war.
除了应许之外，神对他的仆人提了一个要求。
Aside from his promise, God has also a requirement from his servant.
这是一个双向的关系。
And this is a win-win situation.
那就是我们要遵行神的话语，刚强壮胆，长门保守。
That is, we must be brave and courageous, and yet, on the other hand, we must also observe and obey God's commandments.
在五六节的勉励之后，神给约书亚提了一个要求。
So after verse 5 and 6, God gave this requirement to Joshua.
我们看这个第七到第九节的经文，第七节以刚强壮胆开始。
In verse 7, again, at the beginning of the verse, it says, be strong and courageous.
第九节又回到了刚强壮胆。
And in verse 9, we also see the repetition of being brave and courageous.
第七节的上半部分和第八节的最后都提到了要谨守遵行律法书。
So in both verses 7 and 8, we see that they must obey the book of the law.
那我们学过希伯来文的修辞方法，最重要的事情是放在那个当中的。
And we know, according to what we have learned, okay, about interpreting Hebrew verses, the more important thing is in the middle.
那最重要的内容是什么？
And what is the most important content here?
这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。
That is, you must meditate on the law, book of law, and not allow it to leave your lips.
那你是否会疑问，不是遵行神的律法最重要，为什么要把这两句话放在当中？
Maybe you'll say, is it not doing rather than meditating?
我再来跟你讲个故事。
Let me share with you another story.
我有一次陪我婆婆去上海的商场买衣服。
One time, I went shopping with my mother-in-law.
她的两个儿子一进商场就去找座位了。
And yet, you know, my husband and his brother immediately look for a seat to sit down.
我和婆婆去买衣服。
So it leaves only me and my mother-in-law for shopping.
我的婆婆一看中一件衣服，看她的眼神想，我赶紧要用上海话去问营业员。
And when my mother-in-law finds something she likes, and then she started try to bargain in Shanghainese.
Yes.
Okay.
然后当他去试衣服的时候，我就要跟营业员说：“哎呀，你们销售状况好吗？你对你的工资满意吗？你家里面女儿儿子做什么？”就跟他聊天。
So while my mother-in-law was in the fitting room, Then I talked with the sales lady, you know, trying to find, oh, are you satisfied with your job? How's your business? How's everything? Because I was thinking maybe she'll give me a discount because of that.
那一次有三家店的店员对我婆婆说, 哇, 你有这么一个女儿, 好福气哦。
And there are three sales lady who told my mother-in-law, oh, you are so blessed, you know, with such a good and wonderful daughter-in-law.
啊,我告诉她, 不是女儿, 是媳妇。
They said, such a wonderful daughter, but I have to correct them. No, it's a daughter-in-law.
然后他们都大惊小怪说, 从没看见过媳妇这样陪婆婆买衣服的, 我要再给你折扣。
Okay. So she said, I've never seen such a good daughter-in-law. I'm going to give you an additional discount.
我目的达到了。
So I achieved my goal.
然后我婆婆就很爽, 老年人不管打多少折扣, 都很爽。
And of course, you know, for old people, if you have more discounts, you're very happy.
然后她很兴奋地要与她两个儿子会合的时候, 我带着很得意而含蓄的笑容走在后面。
So when she happily approached her two sons, I also followed at the back very happy.
你知道婆婆跟我丈夫说什么吗?
You know what my mother-in-law told my husband?
她说,快快快,赶紧带我去买儿童服装的地方,我要给子月买东西,这么好的商场,一定要给孙子买东西。
But what the message he got is, okay, let's go and buy something for our my grandson.
他的脑子里面只有子月。
In her mind, it's only the grandson.
那你明,这是你翻译出我没说的话。 那你现在明白什么叫昼夜思想了吗?
Now you understand what it means to meditate day and night.
那个你爱的, 才会不管黑夜白天, 不管在不在你身边, 你都放在心上, 常常说出来。
The thing or the person you love or like, you will think about it, think about him, whether it's dark or light, whether it's morning or evening, you always think about him.
所以这段经文当中最重要的不是谨守遵行他的话, 而是你真的爱他, 你把他和他的话放在心上。
So this passage isn't only about following the book of the law, but it's also meditating on it to show your love for the God who gave us the law. If we like to watch movies,
如果喜欢打游戏,
we like to play computer games,
如果喜欢美食,
or we love good food,
如果我们喜欢苹果电脑和手机,
or if we like iPhone or Apple computers, PC,
或者有人还喜欢名包名表,
or maybe you like bags,
luxurious
bags, okay.
那问一问你的,
name brands, yeah.
问一问你的室友, 他一定知道。
Actually, I can ask your dorm mates and she will know what you like.
因为你心里所想所喜欢的, 口里一定说出来。
Because what you like in your heart, you will always say it out.
那如果你爱慕神呢?
But if you love God,
你的室友也会知道。
Your doormate will also know that.
因为你是假冒伪善还是真敬畏神, 生命是隐藏不住的。
Whether you are a hypocrite or you really love God, you cannot hide it.
所以我们不妨自己思想一下, 我们心里常常想的是什么或什么人。
So it'd be good for us to say or to ask ourselves, what is that thing that is always in our mind?
我们口里面常常又提到的是什么?
What is that we will say from our mouths?
那你们当中有人会问, 那这和遵行神的一切话有什么关系呢?
Maybe you ask, how does this connect with obeying the word of God?
耶稣在约翰福音14章说, 人若爱我, 就必遵守我的道, 我父也必爱他。
In John chapter 14, Jesus said, if you love me, then you will obey my commandments, and my Father will also love you.
那这节经文表达了爱神和遵行他律法是一个正比例关系。
And here we would see the parallelism that loving God and obeying His commandments.
所以你若真的爱神,
if you really love God,
你就不只是在祷告当中悔改, 在祷告当中说很多漂亮的话。
It's not only that you can give a very beautiful prayer,
也不仅仅是说你参加很多的聚会、特会、营会,
or you attend all the meetings and special meetings and all the camps,
甚至不仅仅是 到各地忙碌的服侍。我知道你们当中有些人回去以后一周要讲十几堂、二十几堂的道。
And it's simply that you serve the Lord very busily. I know that some of you, when you go back, probably in a week's time, you have to speak several sermons in a week.
耶稣在这里没有说你若爱我，你就殷勤的服侍我。他说你若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
God said, if you love me, then you obey my commandments, rather than saying, if you love me, then you'll do all these things.
我们还看到第七、第八节在讲到这个遵行的律法之前都有一个修饰词。
And here we also see a description about obeying the word of God.
你们观察到是什么了吗？
Can you observe what is that term, you know, that is attached to obeying the word of God?
一切。
It says, in everything, all.
新约不是说没有一个人可以行全律法吗？
Is it the Bible said none of us can fulfill the whole law?
难道旧约的耶和华神跟新约是不一致的吗？为什么会这样？
And yet, you know, we see here that God said all the law you must obey.
在新约中有一个希律王，他喜欢施洗约翰的教训。
In the New Testament, we see that King Herod, he loves the teaching of John the Baptist.
他暗暗地保护他，甚至他还乐意去行他所吩咐的一些命令。
He, in a way, secretly protected him, and he is also willing to obey what he is saying.
但唯独一件事他不愿意。
But there is something that he is not willing to do.
就是约翰责备他娶了哥哥的妻子希罗底，这个是淫乱。
That is when John the Baptist rebuked him for marrying his sister-in-law.
后来生日的时候，他看希罗底的女儿跳舞很开心，就承诺把一切都能给她。
And he promised Herodias' daughter after the dance that he's going to give her everything.
没想到希罗底的母女，她不要金钱，不要国家，要施洗约翰的头。
And he didn't expect that they would like the head of John rather than all the wealth.
尽管希律不愿意，他还是不得不斩了施洗约翰。
As much as he is not willing to kill John, and yet he has no choice. He has to behead John the Baptist.
如果我们对神的话有所挑选保留，那个保留的部分就是我们的破口。
If before God we keep something for ourselves, then that will be something that will cost us to fail.
而且我们终究会败在这个破口上。
And we are going to fail in that area.
所以神在这里所指的一切话，它代表的是一种彻底的降服。
So when God said obey all the law, it means that we must have complete submission or surrender.
彻底的降服就会带来服事上的得胜，我们自己也会常蒙保守。
If we surrender ourselves fully, then we will be victorious and we will be preserved by the Lord.
约书亚一生的主要服事是打仗和分配产业。
So for Joshua in his whole life, it is waging war and to divide the land.
他确实很有军事才能，即使摩西在的时候，都是他去打仗，摩西在山上祷告。
So even while Moses was alive, Moses was still praying, and he is the one in the battle.
有恩赐对于服事很重要。
Of course, talents is also very important in our ministry.
但神在这段劝勉的话中丝毫没有提到打仗的军事技巧以及后面分土地的领袖技巧。
And yet in this passage God seems not to have mentioned any of these strategies and how to divide the land.
也就是说无论我们将来做哪方面的服事，决定我们是否站立得稳的不是我们恩赐的强弱。
So it's telling us something that it is not what we are doing that will determine our success.
而是我们对神有彻底的降服和全心的爱慕，这决定了我们是否能做一个合格的属灵领袖。
But it is whether we fully love our God and we fully surrender our lives to Him, and that will determine if we are going to be victorious in our ministry.
有一个美国的大律师叫 Louis Nisser.
There was a famous American lawyer.
Louis Nisser. 他到了80岁，仍然是个职业律师，而且大有名望。
And even when he reached 80, he's still a professional lawyer.
有人问他打官司运气如何。
And sometimes, you know, people will ask him, how come you're so lucky in all your cases?
他说运气很好。
运气
很好。
He'll say, yes, luck is very good, my luck is very good.
好运是在清晨三点钟降临在图书馆的，至今如此。
But he continued to say, but good luck is waking up at 3 in the morning and to go to the library, and that is my good luck.
你会发现我清晨三点钟在图书馆里面找运气。
Actually, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you find me in the library looking for my luck. And actually, he's researching.
做律师的靠的不是运气。
So for a lawyer, he does not depend on luck.
做传道的更不是靠运气。
And of course, for us as ministers, we do not depend on luck.
做传道靠什么？
So what do we depend upon?
这段经文，神告诉他的仆人三件事。
Here God told his servant three things.
我们可以刚强壮胆的服侍，第一是因为神呼召了我们，他对我们的一生已经有了计划。
We can be strong and courageous because first, God has called us, he already has a plan for our life.
第二，我们服侍他的人可以凭借他的应许战胜仇敌。
Secondly, by his promise, we can be victorious over our enemies.
第三，我们要因着爱慕神而遵行他一切的话语，所以我们就可以道路亨通，完成所托付的。
And we can be, in a way, prosperous and successful in all our ways if we truly love him and be totally committed to him.And to obey his word.
有人叹息乔布斯死后苹果产品越来越平庸。
Some people lament and say after the death of Steve Jobs, it seems that the Apple products are just very ordinary.
但有一个事实，作为一个以盈利为目的的商业公司， Cook 把苹果公司的股票市值带到了新的高峰。
And yet we would see that in business, they are all there for profit, and the new CEO is able to bring it to a new height.
我们每一个人都是独特的，宝贵的。
Actually, all of us, we are also special and distinct.
所以我们不要在陷在那个惧怕当中，不要陷在比较当中。
So we do not rest ourselves in comparing with others or to be afraid.
靠着神，刚强壮胆吧。
But by God's grace, we will be strong and courageous.